Over the course of the last 3 years, many dozens of women have publicly accused Bill Cosby of sexual misconduct. But the allegations have been around for as many decades. The former American icon and voice of morality is now a symbol of the exact opposite. But only one of those dozens of stories reaches the legal threshold to possibly send Cosby to jail. That's the case of Andrea Constand, who alleges that Cosby drugged and sexually assaulted her at his home outside of Philadelphia in 2004. And her case against Cosby begins today. We spoke with Annette John Hall, WHYY Keystone Crossroads reporter and host of the podcast Cosby Unraveled.
Where we stand is the culmination of nearly 12 years of a case against Cosby brought by one person, Andrea Constand, who was an employee of the Temple women's basketball team, and way back in 2004 brought a case against Cosby alleging that he assaulted her. And it has taken this long with so many twists and turns. This case has had political ramifications. It is fraught with, you know, racial and gender bias. And finally today, we'll see the start of this in a courtroom outside of Philadelphia. These allegations have been lingering in the background for almost 50 years.
Wow.
And he was, this case with Andrea Constand got under the gun like just 2 months before the statute of limitations was up on it, which is why she is the only alleged victim whose case has been heard. But when you consider that these allegations have been out there for all these years, if true, it is very, very troubling indeed.
In those 50 years, what changed? Did America change? Did the legal system change? Did the victims change?
I think, you know, what's changed really is that as the years have gone on, you know, like, for instance, in the 70s, there was a big party mentality. These situations weren't taken as seriously as they have been now. I think in this particular case, what changed was that women started to come forward. There is power in numbers. And when women come forward like that, it's empowering. And I think that's what happened. We read so many accounts of women who talked very specifically about what they say Cosby did to them. And when asked why they never came forward, they said no one would believe them. Cosby is like a global entertainer with power and cachet. And these women were trying to, in many cases, get their careers started in the entertainment industry. They looked at Cosby as a mentor and never thought that they could get any audience with anybody to hear their claims. But once people started to come forward, then women felt empowered and emboldened to support each other.
Your podcast, Cosby Unraveled, you're dealing with all of the hot button issues at once. And I'm wondering if that contributes to the argument that the Cosby lawyers will use that it's impossible to assemble a jury.
Well, certainly they're going to argue that, and it really is unavoidable, right? But of course, that's to be expected. But, you know, facts are facts. And when Cosby was deposed in 2006, his own words stated what he liked to do to women, which was give them drugs, give them quaaludes, I think, was in the deposition, and for the purpose to have sex with them. So no matter what you hear and no matter what swirls around you, the facts are right there in the deposition in Cosby's own words.
Annette John Hall, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Annette John Hall is WHYY Keystone Crossroads reporter and host of the podcast Cosby Unraveled.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.